Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Fair is going on as planned despite a fire in three booths at the fair discovered this morning. The fire destroyed three merchants' booths and caused damage to Hindley Hall. But fair officials say the fair's free day is going on as planned as firefighters mop up the damage. No one was reported injured in the fire, which was discovered before dawn this morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a single vehicle collision that sent two teenagers to the hospital on Sunday evening. The driver, 18-year-old McKinleyville resident Ryan Alana, was headed southbound on the 101 when he lost control of his vehicle just north of the Samoa Boulevard overpass. Alana's vehicle hit the median and rolled over several times and came to rest on its wheels in a drainage ditch. Alana and his passenger, 16-year-old Joseph Johnson Jr. of McKinleyville, both suffered major injuries and were taken to St. Joseph's Hospital. Johnson was later airlifted to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital. Both boys were wearing seatbelts, and impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. The City of Fortuna requested and was granted an extension for the candidate filing period so that interested parties could get on with the November ballot. There are four candidates running for three Fortuna City Council seats, led by incumbent Sue Long. Joining Long on the ballot are Linda Gardner, Joshua Brown, and Tiara Brown. Fortuna residents will also have one ballot measure to consider, Measure V, a 1% sales tax hike that'll go to the city's general fund and be used for citywide services. Eight local law enforcement agencies have begun the Labor Day DUI enforcement period and will focus on increased traffic patrols and anti-DUI efforts through the Labor Day weekend. Officers arrested nine people over the weekend on suspicion of DUI, a number down from a year ago when 12 drivers were arrested in the same 48-hour period. The Avoid the 8 Task Force will be back out this coming weekend with a focus on removing impaired drivers from the roadway. The Athletic Department at College of the Redwoods held its annual dinner and auction on Thursday and raised more than $90,000, money that will be used to benefit the teams and athletes at the school. The event was held at the main Eureka campus for the first time in a decade, and the Athletic Department honored the Titus family of Ferndale, which has strong ties to the Athletic Department. Over the past 11 years, the annual dinner and auction has raised more than $800,000 for CR athletes. The Public Utilities Commission has given Pacific Gas and Electric Company the go-ahead to raise gas and electric rates beginning in September. Customers can expect a rate hike of 5.8% overall, with the higher gas bills expected in September and higher electric bills in October. The Public Utilities Commission unanimously approved the hike after PG&E made a request. The utility company said the use of new technologies to detect gas leaks, smart grid updates for the electricity system, and dozens of construction and upgrade projects are the reasons for the rate hike. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. CAL FIRE has made good progress against the Lodge Fire burning in northern Mendocino County. Personnel are being released from the area, and just over 1,100 remain on scene battling the blaze and rugged terrain. The lightning-caused fire has burned more than 12,000 acres, but containment now stands at 80%. There have been 15 injuries associated with the fire, and all evacuation orders and warnings have been lifted. Interior portions of the fire are expected to continue to burn, and smoke will be present in the area for an extended period of time. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro may have been a lonely voice in voting against a water resources bill last week, but his recycling bill is headed to the governor's desk and is expected to be signed this week. AB 1826 will require that organic waste generated by businesses be recycled to remove it from the waste stream. Food and other organic materials are the biggest generators of methane gas when dumped into landfills, and the bill would require the waste be converted in clean fuels and other green products. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.